representative of the woman member of parliament. Doctor and your technical team in the hospital. Good afternoon. Yeah, my name, as I said always, is Rhoda Oroma. I'm grateful for this opportunity. A mortuary is something very important for all of us, because that is all our destiny. In one way or the other, one day you will go to the mortuary. Nobody is immortal. So, like prison, we should prepare those places well, so that when you go there, it is well deserved. Likewise, the mortuary. As a district, we didn't have the resources available to construct a decent mortuary in the district. I want to take this opportunity to say thank you to the Honourable Member of Parliament for lobbying this critical money for these critical resources. It is very critical and it is good. And as per our plan, where we plan to upgrade this health facility to a district referral hospital, it is also one indicator that now promotes us to have a district general hospital. We appreciate this greatly. And according to the design which has been presented to us, it is going to be one of the best mortuaries in Uganda, which is good. I have my technical team. I will assign officially the contract manager for this project, and the district engineer will manage this project effectively. The project, the plan which has been presented here will be harmonized with what is in the national standard specification, and what will be built will be for generation and generation. As we said earlier, when you are building, you are building for how many generations? There are buildings that the British put in place some 100 years ago. They are still in use. So this should also depict, engineer, the quality of cement you are going to use. I'm told there is CEM-1, CEM-2, CEM-3, you will, and the quality of the iron sheet, the standard gauge, should also be defined clearly for stakeholders' monitoring and a daily supervision by the health facility here. So it has to come out clearly. I don't want quality compromise, where when you say you are using CEM-1, then you use CEM-3, cement grade. And if you are using gauge 26, you can compromise with gauge 28. I will not allow that. And normally when you are doing blocks, this 99. I have a contractor who makes block 99. When he puts it in the lorry, then he tips them. Not even one can break. And those are the quality that lasts for long. Please ensure standard specification in every item used in this mortuary. I don't have a lot to say. I just want to say thank you very much, the leadership of the district, for embracing this great opportunity. Thank you very much, representative of the Woman MT. Please send our appreciation and gratitude for all of them. They are doing great work. They are building, they are buying for us ambulances, making life very easy. Like the other doctor, like doctor said, transporting the dead body up to Lira to preserve it until burial is done is too costly. And as a way of maintaining this facility, there will be a project management committee in this, and the project management committee should come out clearly with operation and maintenance plan of this mortuary. Operation and maintenance plan from the onset should be clear, and it should go towards maintaining the mortuary. And I know, Chair, you may not like it, because your people will say, why should we pay? It is our woman MP. There will be a small fee where, when you bring your dead body, you will preserve as a way of operation and maintenance of the mortuary. Thank you very much. I appreciate all of you. With this great honor, I invite you, the representative of the